Moana Waititi is a highly regarded rangatira down in Raukokore. I was advised to say that by Te Rangi Tāwai Reedy, is one of his nephews. Good on you, Rangi. Thank you. We're talking today about the Marine Research Centre based there. It's been set up by the University of Waikato and people from the Haukainga. It's based at Te Kura, and Moana is the chair of the Hapu of Pararaki. And here to speak about the Marine Research Centre, what it means for the local people. Te rangatira, Moana, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei?
Tēnā koe, Dale. Nā mihi a koe me te teihana nei.
Tēnā koe.
Yeah, it's a great achievement for our hapu and all the other hapu in the iwi, because our initiatives in that area of marine aquaculture development is in the pipelines, but for having it at our own doorstep at Raukokore, and that comes on the back of having our kura closed in 2015. Our kura was closed, and hence we as a hapu and the people involved in the relationship with Waikato wanted to keep the aspirations of our old people alive, because they gave the whenua. They gave the land for educational purposes for our mokopuna, our tamariki. And hence the drive, the school closed in that space, primary education. And now this is another journey. So for our hapu and our neighbouring hapu of Whānau Maru and Kauaitango here, and Tāpai Urirangi, because we all share the same water as the whole of the whānau Apuni, but the potential to develop aquaculture projects is a reality with the expertise of science backing. So our people are really happy.
Tēnā koe. As the centre utilising the existing whare moana, what stage are we at with the establishment of the Marine Research Centre? Is it already up and running?
We have aquariums operating, sea life inside and in the aquariums with we've got coda, coda, fish and crabs and seaweed already established there, and we've got a crew of young our mokopuna. We have decided that they would like to have this opportunity, and so we have our mokopuna, which is the ideal and the whole purpose of setting up this marine thing. Yes, it will get the expertise, but it allows our mokopuna an avenue to participate in the science, because we've got science out in our back door every day, and now this gives them another opportunity to delve deeper the marine life out in the moana, which we've taken for granted as young people when we were growing up. We just go and dive, and you know, we had all the tong or tangaroa out there. But now to get an insight on where and how it tangaroa operates, and then how it complements us as an iwi and a hapu. We're utilising we had the old janitor shed there, which turned that into a workable space for science. So we've got the aquariums running, and we've got a place for the students to sit. That was our old library, and do research online using technology that's available.
It sounds like a neat kaupapa. Can hear some rangatahi or tamariki in the background too. Look, the centre is going to serve as a hub for research into how coastal ecosystems respond to cyclone damage. This makes sense. how to restore Kai Moana, how to get ready for the Eastern Bay's rapidly expanding aquaculture developments. But it's a collaboration between Waikato and the community of Lo Kōkore. Who approached whom, Moana? Who came up with this idea? The uni or the whānau from the Hokainga?
Well, as I mentioned, our school closed and we wanted some strong reason to keep the school open. And then at that time when it closed, Chris Battershaw, the professor from Waikato, and another colleague were going past to trying to find a place along the coast here to set up a potential to have a marine research centre down the Eastern Bay, also right at the East Cape area. And they happened to call into one of the whānau down Lo Kōkore, the butler whānau. And they said, don't go any further. This is just the place for you, Chris, and his other colleague. And then they just discussed the potential, and then they said, oh, well, we'll go to the school. And then at that time, the submissions were going into the Ministry of Education, which Hekia Parata was the minister, to try and keep our school open. So they tried a submission under that kaupapa, having a research centre running at the school at the same time as our kura was operating. And hence there was a stroke of luck, and the expertise came down the road, State Highway 35, and we halted them at the Lo Kōkore, a house just past the school. And then through discussions with the principal and the whānau, we tried to keep our school open with the whakaaro of Waikato as the lead in that area.
Well, your name suggests you should have a long involvement with this marine centre, Te Rangatira Moana. And also, I note that there are already 4 cadets based at the centre. There'll be growing numbers of Whanapanui students. You can do both undergrad and graduate programs through Waikato University. And in some ways, the siting of this is appropriate because of the remoteness of Lo Kōkore. There aren't too many marine environments that would be similar to what's going on there. And it's another shot in the arm for that proud community. I've been speaking with Willie over the years, Te Rangatira, about housing and about horticulture initiatives, the protection of Lo Kōkore, and some mahi helping to bring people home in some ways. An exciting time for you. I guess you've called this place home for a long time. Another string to the bow of that proud community, ne?
Oh, very much so, very much so. We're ecstatic that it seems like a puzzle has been put together and encompassing all the different areas that you've just spoken about, starting from the Lo Kōkore and the effects of sedimentation and all that kind of carry on heading into our sea. So we've got right on our doorstep now some good skilled science background behind us to help us recover, recoup, or sustain our moana for a few years. We're going for hundreds of years. Yeah.
Sounds good.
We're at, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds really good, Te Rangatira. Don't be rushing down State Highway 35. They don't want thousands of visitors. You've got to get a pass to go through to the centre.
Oh, yes.
You've got to get past Rauri and Moana as well. Sounds pretty special there, Moana. How neat. It just opened last Friday too, so perhaps we'll link arms, have a kōrero about it in a couple of months' time and see how things are unfolding. Moana, How's that sound?
Oh, yeah. We'll catch up again and, touch base around our progress.
Kapai. It's been lovely to have recorded all with you. Thanks so much, Moana.
All right. Nga mihi ki a koutou.
Mekua, te rangatira. Thanks.